All right, testing 1, 2. All right, we are ready to go. We are now joined by Zane Smith, driver of the number 36 Wellcare Ford, who raced his way into the Daytona 500 here in duel number one. Zane, congratulations on officially walking in that spot for Sunday. Just tell us a little bit about your emotions and kind of how the race played out there on those final laps for you.
Yeah, my emotions are definitely weird. Just how big this event is. You don't realize it just coming to it until you're making an attempt at it. And so it's been crazy, all the media and just all the hype behind it. And so those duels were a little nerve-wracking, but I kind of just followed my teammate through there, and he was a huge, huge help. And so big shout-out to him. All the Fords, really. I felt like we all worked together really well, and that was really my game plan, was just to stick to whatever Michael does. And obviously he's very successful on the super speedway. So fortunately our plan worked.
All right. We'll go to questions for Zane. If you have one, raise your hand. All right. We'll go to Jenna.
Hey Zane, Jenna Fryer, AP. Last time I saw you in this room, you were coming off of a win. This is also sort of a win in that you got into the race. I mean, did that visit here last month help you at all, even though it was different, completely different?
When I was here, even though it was in an IMSA car, it was still in a Ford Mustang, but a little bit normal, a more normal one. But no, I mean, winning is as contagious as losing is. And it's been really good since Phoenix on lately. So just trying to carry this momentum. And this is a huge win for us. And not only me, but all of FRM. Obviously, they've shown their success on the super speedways. But there are some really good open cars that we had to beat. And just really proud that we beat them.
When you look at that open lineup and you knew that, you know, it was Jimmy and Pastrana and Connor Daly, what do you think your realistic chances are against that field?
Well, rolling in, I didn't expect us to honestly be the third fastest of the open qualifiers. This is my pretty much whole team is my truck group. And obviously they're trying to prepare me a really fast F-150 for Friday. Along with a Mustang that's going against really big teams, including my teammates. The preparation that they had also is has just been crazy. And so our goal was to make it into the race, and then you never know what's going to happen in the Daytona 500. But we had a great new partner come on with us in Wellcare and Ambetter. And I just wanted to start off this relationship right and prove them right on their choice and believing me, and we're off to a good start. That doesn't sound good.
Yeah. Hey, how come your car only says Zane?
That's something I've had since I was as long as I can remember, from my helmets from when I was 3 years old to everything I've always raced. My last name is pretty common, but my first name is very odd. So typically you should know, there's not many Zanes out there, so you should know. Yeah.
All right. We'll go to the press box. Any questions in the press box?
Yeah. Hold on just a second.
Jacob Seelman, 77 Sports Media, kickingthetires.net. Zane, first off, congratulations. I know this is a big moment for you. First time, I believe, in Daytona 500 history that we're going to have the reigning Cup Series, Xfinity Series, and Truck Series champion all in the field on Sunday afternoon. What does it say, I mean, to have guys like you and Ty Gibbs coming up and breaking into the big show on Sunday afternoon, given the really relatively recent success you guys have had in the lower two divisions?
Yeah, I definitely, when I heard that, I didn't want to let everyone down, because I was the only one that had to get in, obviously. So happy we were able to get in, and we have a pretty good starting spot, honestly. So I don't know who I'll share a row with yet, but excited to race this Wellcare Ford Mustang on Sunday.
All right, and Zane, I'll share a pretty unique stat with you. For the first time ever, the reigning Cup, Xfinity, and Truck Series champions will all run the Daytona 500 on Sunday.
I love it. Sounds good.
All right, any final questions for Zane before we let him go? Oh, I'm sorry. I was.
I thought you were confirming it there.
I was confirming it. Yes. Let's go with that. Is there any additional questions? All right. We are all good here. Zane, thank you for your time. Congratulations again on making it on Sunday.
Awesome. Thank you.
I was just making sure you knew.